I guess once you've seen just about everything else in life, you're not frightened by something like that.
I wouldn't be frightened. Say, I don't know, you couldn't scare me with a damn... What the hell you'd do? You couldn't frighten me or excite me one bit in this world. Somebody come in there dressed all white and like we imagine the Lord looks like, God looks like, you know, and like some people imagine. We both got sense enough, and you've been to school, you know enough. God's everywhere. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere else. He's not a human being, he's not just one man standing there, he's everywhere. Well, somebody come in and say, I'm God, and I'm from heaven, and I come here to talk with you, think I'm... Just say, well, have a seat and let's know if I know what you want to know. He couldn't scare me. I didn't give a damn what he looked like. Now, we had a man here on the coast long years ago called Isaiah, and he could heal you, sort of claim, of any disease. And he claimed that he was appointed and sent here to do that. Well, he wore a big white gown, white slippers, little white slippers on the bottom of his feet. His hair was long and white. He had about four or five of the prettiest girls he ever looked at, just keeping the gnats and flies scared off him. And people sold out everything they had and give it to him. And we had a boy up here, and he said, send him some of the articles or something somebody owned. We had a boy up here that was absolutely gone for his mind and everything. And they gathered up his handkerchief and sent it to him. And about the time the old man had time to bless the handkerchief, get to him and bless him, he called all of his family and got the Bible and read quite a bit from that Bible and said that old man had told him to read that to his family, and he got well the next day as well. Now, we're all not upset about it. I wasn't. Some of the people talked about it quite a bit, but I wasn't. Of course, I didn't pay it no mind. It's just one of them things that happens, you see. Mm-hmm. I thought, might have been through the Lord it happened, but through him, everything can happen.
If somebody was leaving your house, you'd say to them, and you'd enjoyed their visit and you wanted them to come back, you'd say, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd just say, I'll see you again someday.
Okay.
Because I don't like to say goodbye to nobody. That's my way of saying it. Somebody else might say goodbye, but I don't. I always say, I'll see you again someday, because if I don't go on this side, I might on the other side.
Okay. What do you say when you meet somebody on Christmas?
I say, Merry Christmas.
And then on the 1st of January, you say,
Happy New Year.
Okay. If you wanted to thank somebody or show them some appreciation, you'd say,
I appreciate what you did.
You appreciate it, or I'm much... much obliged to you?
Yeah.
Would you ever say I'm much obliged to you?
Well, I always said I appreciate it and I'll never forget it or something like that. I'll always remember you. You'll always be a friend or something like that, see.
Yeah. Did you ever hear anybody say I'm much obliged or something like that?
Well, that was an old saying, yeah. Lots of people.
Much
obliged.
Okay. Yeah. If you made a purchase and you're going to give a gift to somebody, you'd give it to the storekeeper and he would
wrap it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then when you got the package home, you'd give it to them and they'd take it and
unwrap it or open it up, something like that, you'd say.
If you ever had to buy something. If you ever had to sell something for less than you paid for it, what would you say you were doing on that? You were
taking a loss on it, I say.
Okay.